I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. On the last episode of The Rough Draft Diaries, we began the story of local mixed media artist Danny Herrera. Although you've met Danny, I did forget to introduce to you Danny's pets. You might hear them talking in the kitchen every once in a while.
Yeah, these are our 6 parakeets.
They're so tiny.
Yeah, especially compared to him. He's like a monster.
In the living room, you'll find Danny's bearded dragon. And on the wall, you'll see a taxidermied boar head fit with a top hat, a monocle, and a pipe. This might sound like unconventional living room decor, but unconventional is the word Danny would describe her journey to becoming an artist. She found her signature style by creating a portrait of her late father, using only the material from his army jacket. Danny found others appreciated this form of mixed media, and she started receiving work on commission. She became a confident, sought-after artist after struggling with insecurity and a diagnosis of OCD. But now we're starting Act 2 in the story, and traditionally, this is where things get even more complicated.
I was working in the basement, that's where my studio was, and I just, all of a sudden, this excruciating pain came over me, and I fell to the floor because I never felt anything like that before. I couldn't talk, move, nothing. It kind of eased up a little, and I crawled up the stairs, and I yelled for my husband. I was like, I don't know what's wrong with me, and then I started throwing up because the pain was so severe, so he called for the ambulance, and then we went to the emergency room, and they did a CT scan and found something, and they said, we don't know what it is, but there's something on your brain, and we're going to have to send you for an MRI.
A 1-inch tumor was found on Danny's pituitary gland. Now, this gland is found inside the skull just below the brain. It controls hormones that regulate growth and body development. It's an important gland, and Danny felt that burden as she figured out how to address yet another medical issue.
I think at first I was just numb because I didn't know what else to feel or do. But after I kind of realized that it was actually me instead of, you know, I have to deal with this. I can't put it off. I got to deal with it. You know, everybody deals with something in life. Everybody does, whether it be something serious or not serious. So how are you going to deal with this? You can't crumble up in a corner and die. You know, you got to do something. So I took what I could and, you know, worked with it.
For Danny, working with it meant getting surgery. But it also meant making new friends with the people involved in her procedure.
My doctor, who removed it, he's been amazing. I still have a close relationship with him, and I've done some custom pieces for him and his wife. And I don't believe in mishaps. I think everything happens for a reason. And with having a relationship with him and then just how precious life is and things like that, it just, you know, it makes you just reevaluate things.
Danny had her tumor removed about a year ago, but she can still see the ripple effect that one event had on her life.
It just helped me just to realize how precious life really is, even though I knew that before because of losing my father. But when you struggle with something personal like that, it just makes you realize just how valuable life really is and how important it is to pursue something that you love as right. A job or as something that right. You really want.
It's difficult for me to sit quietly in an interview while the person across from you is sharing something rather personal about their life. I try to refrain from making too much noise, but I definitely like to rely on vocal affirmations, letting the person across from me know that I understand what they're saying and that I'm thankful that they're willing to share the story with me. And I'm realizing I think that's what Danny works to achieve in creating her artwork as well.
I think just being able to connect with people and have a relationship with them and just show them love and compassion and being there to listen to them. You know, I think that's just the connection that I want to have with people.
That people are heard.
Yeah, people are heard. And that it's not just going in one ear and out the other, that I'm actually listening, you know, and that I take it to heart and that it's their story and that's what makes people who they are, is their story.
Now we're at the end of the episode, but for this series to carry on, I need to ask Danny one more question. Okay, so for the very last question, so you have three options to give me for my very next interview, and it can be, again, a person, it can be an organization, it can be anything. So what are your three options?
Okay, first one would be Betty Floord or Jessica Crossfield from Handmade Toledo. The next person would be Jackie Riley, and she is a jeweler, and also the Cancer Connection of Northwest Ohio. A friend of mine just did the illustration for a book they put out for children. His name was Greg Justice that did the artwork for that.
Tune in next week to see which direction we take in the Rough Draft Diaries.